Alors, je m'appelle Mehdi Georges Lalou.
My name is Mehdi Georges Lalou. I was born in 1983. I am a French and Moroccan artist. I was born in Les Sables d'Olonne, where I grew up for part of my life, and in Morocco until I went to live in Belgium, where I did a PhD in the Netherlands, and where I've been living for 14 years. It is true that dialogue is the red thread in my work today. That is to say that my work is not activated, not finished, until it has the viewer and the public in front of it. I want to create an emotion or at least an exercise, whether it's a mathematical exercise where you try to see the difference from one work to another, which is what happens in the work presented in this exhibition, Imagine, which is a multitude of works that are all in the same format and look the same. We see a virgin. We sometimes see an Orthodox virgin who is covered or who appears under a musharrabiyeh, which represents a certain imagery of Muslim aesthetics. But in the end, does the motive belong only to Islam, or does this virgin belong to Christianity or Orthodoxy? What I'm trying to do in this work, where I take this theme of the 72 virgins, is to give back a kind of mysticity, sensuality, or palpability, to make this idea of the virgin sensual or sexy. That is to say that there can't be only one side, the side is multiple. "He told me you may have 48 is a sentence I asked my father in Morocco. We were talking about houris, and I said to him, 'But how many houris will you have in Yana, Muslim paradise?' And he said he didn't want to talk about it. And finally, he looked at me and said, 'It's certain that I won't have 72 because I'm not a martyr, but I will have 48 because I'm a good Muslim.' It's an indirect tribute to my father, but also to my origins, to humor, even if humor is secondary in my work. What also interests me is that the works are made of felt, packing felt. We also talk about art history, Joseph Beuys or other people. So here is this felt, which has often been used, and this packing felt cut to shape a cut of an Orthodox icon, and then on it is printed the motif of the virgin, which is identical to each print and the musharrabiyeh too. I printed by hand serigraphy on this textile, which absorbs the ink in a different way. The different pressure on this fabric, or rather this amalgam of fabric waste, creates an appearance and disappearance of the motifs, which means that from time to time the virgin will disappear, the musharrabiyeh motif as well, and from time to time it will completely appear, and there will be a sort of game. Here we recognize it, and how finally the motif and what is represented will be subtracted from its religiosity, from its identity, to be more in a game of recognition, of trying to find where things are." Trying to find, understand, see where things are. It is of the order of dialogue and of the order of something that allows the common of research, the common of finding things together. I can't imagine without others around me, without dialogue around me. I think that imagine is imagining a multitude of dialogues, encounters, understanding or misunderstanding or conflicts necessary for the understanding of the other. In any case, when I imagine beautiful encounters, and that the artist's works can allow us to imagine another world, another reality, another will, another dimension where the commonality makes us live with a smile.